With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. With the U.S. government shut down now in 17 days, Democrats are calling on President Trump to get more involved with negotiations moving forward to try and find a solution.
Let's sit down in good faith to reopen the government, to stand by our hardworking federal employees, to enact a spending bill that actually improves the quality of life of the American people.
That is House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson continued to hold Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer responsible for deliberately prolonging the shutdown.
He gave an impassioned speech on the Senate floor. He urged his colleagues to stand with him and fight against President Trump. The fight is absurd. Senator, you've been in office for 44 years. You've been in Congress longer than that, but you've been in Congress for 44 years, and everybody clearly understands what's going on. You're holding the entire country hostage to protect your own political career. I mean, no one can deny that.
And the Senate once again failed to pass a bill that would have ended the shutdown today. For the 11th time, Democrats have blocked that effort. President Trump seems to be backing away from the idea of selling long-range missiles to Ukraine for its war against Russia.
Ukrainian President Zelensky used a White House visit to request Tomahawk missiles from the U.S., but President Trump sounded hesitant.
It's not easy for us to give. You're talking about massive numbers of very powerful weapons.
Zelensky told the president that the Gaza peace deal could carry over to the Russia-Ukraine war.
You did it, and I think this is a momentum to finish Russia's war against Ukraine.
Before the Zelensky meeting, Donald Trump announced he would soon meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Hungary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The major stock indexes have been booming on Wall Street right now near the close. The Dow is up by right at 300 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up by about 142. This is SRN News. Americans being asked to weigh in about their beliefs and feelings about the scriptures. Michael Harrington reports.
About 25% of adults say the Bible is just another book of instruction, and nearly 20% think it was written to control and manipulate people. Those are some of the conclusions of a new poll from the American Bible Society, which also reveals that 36% of respondents believe that the scriptures are totally accurate versus 39% who say no. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "A half century ago, Americans generally trusted the Bible. Attitudes are more complex these days." Michael Harrington reporting.
Costa Rica's president, Rodrigo Chavez, has further restricted access to abortion, limiting it to situations when the mother's life is in danger. The country's previous regulations also allowed abortions if a pregnancy posed a threat to the mother's life. No legislative approval was required for this action. This is SRN News. In a tough job market, Bill Alexander reports many people are hesitating to ask for a raise.
With a significant hiring slowdown, many workers are staying put instead of changing jobs to secure better pay. Career experts say it's not wrong, even in a shaky economy, to ask to be paid what you're worth. Raises aren't off the table at organizations that are downsizing, according to some experts. Jamie Cohn, a senior director in human resources practice at business research and advisory firm Gartner, says, look at it this way. If the company has already decided to reinvest in you by keeping you on, you just might get that increase. I'm Bill Alexander.
Research from Microsoft now shows that Russia, China, and North Korea are using AI to improve their attacks on U.S. companies and individuals. Researchers say hackers are targeting public systems like hospitals and using AI to create video and audio that can be used to develop fake digital human clones. More details at SRNnews.com.